Recording has started.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the CCWG new GTLD auction proceeds call held on Thursday, the 8th of February, 2018. For today's meeting, attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect room. If you're only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? Okay, and I believe Caboose is on audio only. Hearing no further names, I would like to remind all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. And please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. And with this, I'll turn it back over to Ching Cha. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And once again, thanks everyone to participate in this February 8th call. This is co-chair Ching Chao from the CCNSO. So Erica for today she's seems that she's not able to have a very stable phone line and also the internet due to her travel, so we will miss her. So I would help on lead and coordinate a discussion for this time. So why don't we get started by going to the item number two. Do we have any SOI updates? If there's any, please share with us. Okay, hearing none. So let's move on to the next item, which is the finalization of letter for external experts. So for this particular item, so Marika has already circulated the finalized version to the mailing list. Keep in mind that we've been working on this for some time, so starting from the small team to have a draft, and the last call that we do have kind of go through and also polish the letter. So also I'd like to thank once again for Marika and also Yoke for their work on incorporating most of the comments that you send or you share in doing our last call and also the previous call. We do have some responses and also responses prior to the call, so we'll try to digest that too. But to my view, at this point, I think this letter in particular is ready to go to the experts. I think let's maybe have Marika to help us to go through a little bit and maybe to talk about a little bit on the questions because we do receive some comments regarding the questions, the annex C and D, the question part from Xavier and Sam. So why don't we start by having us to take a look at the letter once again. So yes, I can see Vanda, you have your hand. Do you want to say something first, Vanda?
Well, if you go, it's Vanda for the records. If you go through the letter, I want to talk about the conflict of interest. If you just want to see what I have to do, to say, I can do now.
Yes, why don't you go ahead and talk about it.
Okay.
Thanks, Vanda. Yep.
Okay, this my only point is that considering the South America, for instance, that we have a very different approach for conflict of interest, I believe that will be good to explain that conflict interest in that type of interview and offer some information about, it's not impeditive to participate on these conference calls or answer the questions, because here if you have conflict of interest, you threw away because you are not allowed. And it is not the case, but it's not clear for people from other regions.
Thank you. That's a fair point to make. I think we will definitely note on that, and also while we're sending this out, we should explain in more detail, as the note said, what it means in practice. But thanks for pointing it out. That's very helpful. So once again, going back to the letter itself, so for Marika, would you like to share with us the finalized ones, and is there still something, maybe it's just for example, how long will be given to the respondent to reply, and what else does the group have to consider for the letter? So Marika.
Thanks, Qing. And yes, as you noted, what you see on the screen is the latest version of the letter that was circulated to the mailing list earlier this week. And from a staff side, we hope this addresses the different comments and feedback that was received, for which our thanks, of course. As Qing noted, one of the open items that we still have is the date that we give to a respondents by which we hope to receive an answer. I think we initially discussed that 3 weeks would be a reasonable time frame, noting that there might be a need to give people some additional time. But if we look at the calendar, 3 weeks really takes us up already very close to the San Juan meeting. So I think one of the questions is whether we should just let it run through the San Juan meeting, or maybe see if we can put a date just before that to see if we would already get some input that the group could review in person there. Something I mentioned to Qing in our preparation for this call, one option, of course, could be as well to see if for any of those experts identified that might be in San Juan, and I'm specifically thinking, for example, of Xavier and Sam, but potentially also some of the organizations that are linked to ICANN, like Nominate and SIDN, if by any chance some of their representatives would be in Puerto Rico, and maybe an opportunity to have and start that conversation face-to-face. So that may be something we could call out in the letter for those organizations where we know that either some of the representatives do attend ICANN meetings. With regards to the point that Wanda made, what staff can do is maybe look at the language that we use for the DOI, I think, where we do explain that you're expected to declare if you have an interest, but that doesn't exclude you from participation or engaging in the debate. It's just to make sure that people are aware of the specific interest that you may have in your participation. So maybe we can look at that and see if such language would help clarify that. One other thing that staff wanted to note, and something we pointed out on the mailing list yesterday as well, there's still quite a few organizations that do not have a point of contact associated with them. I know some of you pointed out on the mailing list that it may not be that easy to get responses from organizations. We do ask for a lot of information without any clear benefit for the other party. So, of course, having a direct contact or a personal relationship may really help in that regard. So I was wondering if everyone could have another look at the list and indicate for which organizations you do have a direct contact. So maybe then the way in which staff could reach out, we could finalize the letter and CC you in the email that would go out. So you then have the ability to directly follow up with your contact so they know that there is a direct link, and that may hopefully encourage them to respond. As said, of course, it doesn't guarantee that we get responses from all organizations, but if at least we get a sufficient enough response rate to help us review those responses and move forward, I think that's what we're mainly aiming at. As I noted in the message as well, we didn't get any further input on the questions themselves. So I think from at least a staff perspective, we consider the list as is final. There were still, I think, two or three areas where there were some suggestions whether it could be further clarified. So if people still have suggestions on that, I would like to ask them to provide that by the end of this week. And if not, we'll just, I think, go with the list as is. It is already a quite a substantial list, so I think hopefully it's ready to go in that regard. I think that's all I had. I do note that there's some comments in the chat that I haven't been able to keep up with, but I'll have a look at that as we continue.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marika. So I think there's a number of kind of short-term goals that we like to be able to get. I think the obvious one is that we'd like to have some initial feedback by Puerto Rico meetings. So I think so basically, if we're not sending out the letter and also the, you know, those questions out soon, we'll not be able to get the response back by Puerto Rico, and not to mention that the staff and the team, the leadership team, will need some time to digest prior to we are able to present them in a meaningful way. So I guess that's number one is that we'd like to send the letter out, maybe to have another look and also to confirm how much time we will be given to the respondent to reply. But we also, as Marika pointed out, we like to send out, but send it out right. We don't want to send to email address by searching the organization or corporate website. They're kind of the general inquiry, email address. We do need more help on getting the right contacts, and maybe to before sending the letter out, we would have the right person to speak to them, so they would have the expectation of the letter is coming to their way. That's number one. So I think number two is also linking back to Puerto Rico, is that if some of the organization I could imagine is that most likely the ICANN, quote-unquote, inner circle, organization, for example, I can name a few from the CC side, is that, for example, Nominate, SIDN, organization like them, they have the charity part, and also their staff, also attend ICANN meeting at the regular basis. So I think the group has the responsibility to reach out to them and also to make sure that the person who's also in charge on the charity part, they are able to, let's say, to have a face-to-face meeting with us. And also, if the working group consider that's a useful time to allocate during our face-to-face time in Puerto Rico, so I think we should have these two things planned for our next step. I can also see several comments from Marilyn and also from Daniel Vanda, saying about the conflict of interest. Once again, as I said, maybe at the time the leadership team prior to the call, we also discussed what would be the best way to start to send a letter out and see how people respond. Perhaps a kind of safer way to do it is to start to send out to the organization that we know better. So they kind of know what's going on. They know exactly what ICANN is looking for. Probably that would be a way to kind of making our first move then. There's comments also from Hadia about we mentioned the names of the experts whose opinion was taken and or considered in the final report, and if so, is it better to mention this in the letter sent to expert? So I think that's a fair consideration at this point. We should be able to incorporate this in the letter, or maybe at the later stage, once we confirm that their inputs and comments will be incorporated in the report, we will seek for their consent. But for Marika, for this particular point, do we know what would be a regular ICANN practices on this? For example, those experts, if their inputs are being incorporated, what would be a kind of a process that we can get their consent? Yes, Marika.
This is Marika. I think, at least looking back at the previous reports and how your reports usually are compiled, the focus is usually on the actual recommendations. There is a section that would describe how the working group got to the recommendations, and there we would indicate that the working group reached out to experts and got input from a number of experts, hopefully. But I think we would there normally just link to the wiki page where those responses would be posted or any relevant meetings that would have taken place, so that there's indeed a complete record or set of information that was provided. I doubt that we would go so far as in the report itself listing all the names and details, but I think we do make clear in the letter that all responses are expected to be publicly posted on the wiki space. So hopefully that already gives enough insight that is information that will be publicly shared, and as such can also be linked to in the working group's final report.
Sounds good. I think that address to Hadia's question. Okay, so let's probably wrap this item up. Now we will probably give the leadership team, if everybody's is okay with this, another week to clean the document up, and in a week time we would we will also although this is a finalized one, as you can see from Adobe Room, there's still some yellow part, for example the date, and also as I mentioned the some of the questions that need a little bit of clarification. We will work on that. We will send out the finalized one in the week time, and then start to send the letter out to some of the contacts we've already have. And then during the meantime, we will appreciate that you keep sending the contacts that you know, and also listed on the list of experts. So please do help on this as well. So, okay. Let's move on to the next item, which is the review of the response of the board liaisons to our letter in terms of the preamble and also the list of examples. So once again, I would, just to making sure that, the working group have, everyone are on the same page. We sent out this letter last year just about to make sure that We set up a kind of a broadened scope for the working group in order to make sure that in the once the working group start to consider, you know, and set the, you know, the rules and the guidelines for the and also the criteria for the project selection process, we will have we will cover consistency in terms of the scope, and also the consistency is tag along with the ICANN mission. So that particular letter, which we've been which had been working for a number of months, if you recall, so then the letter was sent out to the board liaison, and also and thanks to the board liaison Becky and Martin for their work and channeling this message to the board. So then later last month, we received the responses from the board liaison in terms of the board's discussion so far in terms of our letter. So I think at this point, we do have Martin and Becky on the call. So I would truly appreciate, and also once again thank for them if they can share their thoughts in terms of you know, how the letter is structured, and also the share their maybe in a higher level in terms of what the board is thinking towards to our letter. So if it's okay, Becky or Martin, would you like to say something?
Yes, yeah, sure, Xing. Thanks for the invitation. And yeah, actually, I agree. We agree it was a good point to receive the letter, and we've been using it to further discuss this with our colleagues as well. As you know, the board is appreciative of the work that you've been doing, and very good to stay steady in your efforts and stay open for deliberation. At this point, I think most importantly, what we do is trying to help with a constructive contribution to your thinking, rather than telling you what to do. That should be clear. And I hope the letter is received in that spirit. For us, most importantly, we are crucially aware that it's important that these proceeds will be spent in line with the mission and the values that ICANN has. This is the only way that, according to our bylaws, we can spend this. And that should be crisp clear from the outset, and we hope to make sure that also in the final decision that comes out very clearly. That means also that from our fiduciary position, that we need to make sure that the funds are reasonably used, so the efficiency and effectiveness of the use of the resources are, of course, also important. And I can see this may be one of the considerations you also take into account when you further develop your thoughts on the model and how to spend it. So mission and values will be mainly helping you to find where to spend it, and effectiveness of cost and efficiency on how to do the spending. Now, if you look to the current one, of course, as we expressed, there are still some slight concerns with the concept of open and interoperable internet. It's a concept that seems to be introduced almost next to mission and values. Obviously, mission and values prevail, and we fear it may lead to some confusion that in later stages. So we command you to recommend you to look at that again. With the examples, I think most importantly, it's a great way of learning lessons and becoming more concrete in your thinking. But it's crucial not to raise false expectation or preemption of funding for specific proposals. This is not how the examples are used, but let's also make sure that in the future they will be not used as such. The illustrative purpose is very useful, but maybe another idea may be to provide additional examples of projects that would likely not be acceptable for distribution. And again, also for the examples as discussed earlier, one thing is the mission and values of ICANN, but the other element to take into account is also the good use of funds. So the efficiency and effectiveness. I hope this is a useful introduction. I know you've all read the letter, and if there's any questions, we're happy to hear that. Becky, if there's anything you want to add at this point?
Sorry, I was just getting off mute. No, I think that's fine. We found the examples extremely useful as examples, and we felt like, you know, we seem to be aligned in many respects, we do really appreciate the work that this group is doing.
Thank you very much, Martin and Becky, for the comments and the guidance that you already gave us. I think one thing before I open up for questions, I think you probably, and also you being so involved in the working group, process is for a while. For the examples that's being given to you, you probably recall that this is not a kind of a consensus. The examples that so that means that we did not pick and choose. Or vote on any. We just like to send some of the kind of ongoing thoughts and comments to you and see how the boards would react to a certain projects would fit into what you just brought up, the missions and values of ICANN. So we consider this is a very useful exercise, and once again, thanks for the responses. I would imagine the group would need some time to discuss, as I don't see the members would have already responded in our email thread. We received the letter late last month, and it's a couple of days gone through. We haven't started to take a deep dive into the letter itself. But once again, thanks for the response. I understand that prior to the call, Marika, she already started to kind of break down your comments into the spreadsheet. So this would help the members to start to kind of weigh in their thoughts on your thoughts. So probably is a good time for Marika to kind of help us to see what's in this particular spreadsheet and what the members probably should start to work on further inputs. To Marika.
Yes, thank you, Ching. So this is Marika. So what you see up on the screen was also shared with the agenda. As Ching noted, as a next step, the CCWG may want to review the letter in more detail and discuss what changes, if any, need to be made to either the preamble or the examples based on the board input. And as such, what I tried to do was basically pick out those parts of the board letter that seem to either suggest or recommend, reviewing a certain aspect in further detail, or recommending certain changes or modification. I've matched that with, what the current CCWG position is, or as it's written down in the different documents that the group has already produced. And then the table also allows for a part where we could capture the notes or discussion in relation to each of those items, and then a proposed resolution, which could basically indicate what changes are made, or an indication that there's no need to make further changes or updates, or in those cases where either a common understanding is reached, or where from the CCWG there's a perspective that no further changes may need to be made based on input received. It's a bit of a similar nature as I think how most working groups would review public comments, so that we do have a kind of record of how we dealt with the board input that can also be used at a later stage. And again, it allows us then as well to document what, if anything, needs to get updated or reviewed with regards to following the discussions of the CCWG. So I think part of the question of today is this something that the group would like to do collectively, and I'm guessing everyone may need a little bit more time to digest the letter, as well as looking back at the original CCWG documents, or are there potentially some volunteers that would want to take a first stab at looking at this and maybe making some recommendations to the group as to how the board input can be factored into both the examples as well as the preamble, as those were the two documents that that most common seem to focus on.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Marika. So, given the length of the letter itself, and also the some of the kind of the thinking and the commenting process needed to be made. During our leadership call prior to the meeting, I think one of the things we do kind of intend to juggle is that while it's necessary for us to have a deep dive of this board response, and just according to the spreadsheet that Marika helped created. So basically, we would probably takes a few weeks. We envision that prior to Puerto Rico, we will have some initial responses to the board letter. So that will also give us some times while sending out the letter to the expert and waiting for their responses, we have something to work on. One of the things I do want to address here is also there's a shared feeling just among the leadership team is that it seems that these two particular letter kind of intertwine themselves, simply because once we consider the board responses once we start to dive in, it could potentially impact the scope of how great or greater we should do about the expert input. What I'm saying specifically is that if we're looking at a more limited scope of work here, and then probably for a lot of questions that we need to have the answers from the experts, probably some of the answer can only be answered from those who really understand ICANN, instead of we kind of go quote unquote beyond the ICANN missions and values. So I personally do think that something that perhaps the group start to kind of digest this particular letter, we will have more comments and kind of idea of what to do next with the letter. So I can, yes, I can see some of the comments in the chat, but let me give the floor to Kavus. Kavus, you have the floor.
Excuse me. It is half an hour that I want to talk. Unfortunately, I was on the audio bridge and no one listened to me. I have the comment on the letter. I have the comment on the board's views and so on and so forth. So please kindly provide some possibility for the people that are on audio bridge. Not continuously talking.
Kavus, we cannot hear you very well.
Hello? Please kindly...
Kavus? Yes, we cannot hear you well, so we just like to make
yes.
sure that...
Do you hear me now?
You hear well. Yes, this is very good
now.
Thank you. Yes,
is it okay now?
Yeah, this is okay.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
First, with respect to the board's comment, while we appreciate all those comments, but it doesn't help. If they have a concrete proposal about preamble, the area, the text of the preamble, which is not consistent with the bylaw, either the mission or core value, please ask them to provide concrete proposal in text. If they have proposals or if they have views about open internet, which might have conflict with some country, please kindly provide your comment in a concrete manner. This would be more helpful rather than asking Marika to try to modify the text according to her understanding. It is better we ask the distinguished board to kindly provide their comment in a more clear and concrete manner in the text, in a sort of the track change in the preamble or in the text. Do they don't like the open internet? They said that don't speak about open internet. But saying that it may not have good impact, it may have impact on some countries or some people, we don't understand. This should be more clear. So please, this is the way that we want that the board comments. First of all, they participated in the meeting. They could have given their comments. But not after everything is finished that they come and they have comment. So please kindly ask them once again, provide their comment in a concrete manner, in a word changes to the text that we have. This is for the board meeting. With respect to the conflict of interest that some colleague mentioned that in Latin America there is another understanding, I don't think that understanding of conflict of interest, it depends on the region. You may ask the people quite clearly, if you intend to participate or ask an application for the use of the fund, please note that while your participation in the discussion and advice are most welcome, however, your subsequent request or entity associated with you request for any fund would have certain additional consideration in order to maintain the neutrality of the process. So if you want to change it that way. With respect to the time, we need to have sufficient time for the people to reply. And if you want they participate in the call, we have to provide the room that they participate in the call, but not biasing the discussions. They just express their views. So these are the comments I will make. I'm very sorry. I apologize. I was on the audio bridge. I couldn't make my point before, and that is the situation. And I thank you very much for your kind attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kavus, for both points on the letter, the expert one, and also the board letter. And I think there's a foreign point that fair point that you made about the being more concrete from the board in terms of the exact text they preferred on the preamble. But I'll also like to add also to remind is that for the board liaison, I think their primary role is to help channels the communication, also to stay in contact up to date with this working group. What we receive is a formal, kind of a discussion. The board have already made during their after their discussion. So once again, I think you pointed out that the board liaison has been in the group, but I think it still need they will still need time to kind of to collect the the kind of the aggregate or formal responses from the board, so to make sure that this message has been channeled just across all board members. So once again, I'd like to point that out. Do we have any other questions or comments to this board letter? Now? Okay, maybe I'll wait for just for a second. I can see Vanda is typing. So Vanda said, I understand we need to go deeply on this. That's certainly true. We will need, sometimes there's quite a number of points and also the examples that we brought up, and the board has made some comments. It's a wide range of points that we need to look into. So it did take time, but so once again, the leadership team, once we clean up the letter to the experts, we will have a good time while we're waiting, and then to work with the all members to start to have the initial input using Marika's spreadsheet. Maybe down the road, once again, we need to have a drafting team once again to be formed, and then to have some concrete responses to the board, ideally prior to the Puerto Rico meeting. Okay, so I guess we're running on time this time, and for this particular item, the letter from the board, I would like to wrap it up here. Unless I hear anyone has further comments, I do expect you to go into the letter, and then we will have the discussion between now to our next meeting over email. Okay. So I guess we're good with this item, and then I guess the last one is the next steps and the date. So it seems that we have that. So with that, does everybody has anything to say at this point? It seems that we're very efficient for this call. Let me just wait for a bit. I can see Caboose is typing. He suggested the text for the conflict of interest. Let's give him just a few moments to have the text in. also just to Kavus, you can always send your tax via email. We will always once you clean up your tax, we can always work on modifying or also editing the final tax after we receiving your email. Is it good for you, Kavus? I can see Kavus still typing. So, Kavus, would you like to say anything now, or? Yeah, Alan, that's what I just suggested, that for anyone who like to send in their comments on the either the conflict of interest or some of the questions, we can always receive that by mail. So I guess with that, I would like to thank once again for all your time, and also for especially to Becky and Martin. Firstly, to send the letter, and also to explain, to walk us through the letter. So once again, thanks everybody for your time. We'll catch up once again on mail, and also look forward to the next call. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Ching. Today's meeting is adjourned, everyone. Hope you have a good day. And Nancy, you can stop the recording, please. Thank you.